You know, we take it that Fermanagh beat Donegal and they're going really well. They're going well at the minute. That means that they'll qualify. Donegal's point of view is, you know, Donegal, you know, were better the last day against Queen's. You feel that, you know, a home game that you'd be wanting to win your home games at Donegal's. Then it depends on how much Derry beat Queen's by. But so it's very, very hard to call. Suppose the simplest way, if Fermanagh are able to beat Donegal, that means that they'll go through atop the group. And then what happens after that, we don't know.
Yeah, well, at this stage, looking at the games with Derry to play Queen's, you would suggest that Derry would be favourites to top the group then?
Yeah, you have to say that because looking at, you know, from the point of view, I see it myself being involved in Sligo IT, the physical power of county teams, you know, and it was witnessed in the Donegal game against Queen's as well, with the likes of, you know, you have Martin Michael Henney and the likes of Christy Toy and them players, particularly, you know, physically stronger players. That makes a difference. So you'd feel that Derry will be using this game to get ready for the first game of the league against Donegal. So you think that Derry will have too much power with Queen's, and considering then as well as Queen's are getting ready for the Sigerson, and they'll probably, you know, consider that they're out of it at this stage.
Rory did say to me yesterday that he's not too bothered if Donegal don't make it out of the group, but in preparation for a league, if you had a couple of extra matches under your belt, it certainly would be more beneficial, do you think, Martin?
It probably is, and the other big thing is, from the point of view, is winning your home games. It's very important, like, you know, to get that record in Balbuffet. You know, you beat Queen's there. It's important to start off with new management and everything else, to start off, you know, winning your home games. Have that fear factor in Balbuffet, and the advantage is that you're getting used to it as well, looking forward to the first game of the league against Derry. So, I mean, the big game is the league game against Derry. Considering you're heading to Croke Park to play Dublin the following weekend, that means that Derry game is a massive game for Donegal.
Martin, you're currently with Sligo IT. Young Ryan's been part of that team, but players can play in different competitions. Can Ryan appear on Wednesday night for Donegal against Fermanagh?
Yeah, he can. I suppose maybe Donegal management would like to see him playing, you know, playing with maybe the newer players and everything else. He can play on Wednesday night, and he'd probably definitely be talking out. You'd feel he'd talk out on Wednesday night. It's an interesting one. You can't play if, you know, none of the teams that play in the McKenna Cup for the colleges can play in the McKenna Cup, but you can switch. Like Daniel McLaughlin switched from playing for Limerick down in Munster, and he can back up here and play it up here. Same thing with Ryan. Ryan can actually play on Wednesday night. He can play on Wednesday night for Donegal, and then he can go back and play next week for us. We play NUIG in the last game on Sunday. He can go back and play for Sligo IT. That's the way the system is.
Tyrone and Group C are looking to make it four Dr. McKenna Cups in a row. They're in a very, very strong position. Looking ahead at Wednesday's games, you would favour Tyrone to top the group and Armagh to be the best runners up there?
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, the two teams, I mean, that game they had, it wasn't like a McKenna Cup game, it was more like a championship game. The game they had with yellow cards and red cards and everything, Armagh finished the game with 12 players. I think Tyrone, looking at when you saw the team that Mickey Hart had named the first day, you knew that they were wanting to win the McKenna Cup, and that's, Mickey Hart wants to win every game. Feeding a very, very strong team, so you felt that, you know, they're going to beat Antrim and they'll top the group and go through. And Armagh are definitely going really well, and Armagh figure out that they're going to win Division 3 easy enough, so the McKenna Cup is important for them, preparation for them really looking forward to the championship.
Yeah, and the other group, Section A, it's not as clear cut. All four teams still in with a shout of making the last four.
Yeah, it's a difficult group. We know how strong Jordanstown are as a college team. If they had every player available to them, they're very, very strong. They're favourites to win the Sigerson, understandably. So they're definitely the strongest. You have Down, Monaghan and Cavan, and there's not much between any of them. You know, big result for Jordanstown going to Cavan and won. You just feel, you know, you'd have to think that you know, looking at that, Cavan home advantage against Monaghan, that's a local derby. That's a big, big game because they meet in the Championship Oisín as well in Breffni Park. So both teams will be going for that, I feel, to leave down a marker. So that's going to be a big game. That'll probably be the best game of the whole lot because looking forward to the Championship game. You think that Down maybe will have enough to win because they've got 1-1 on their belt to beat in or University of Ulster. I just think, looking at it, I think that whoever wins, it'll come down to score difference. It's very, very hard to call. Any one of the four teams could qualify. You just feel that maybe Down have the advantage, having beaten Monaghan in Monaghan, just a wee bit of advantage playing home. I expect maybe Down to come through.